香港同鄉會。
好啦，嚟到港島就去一去呢個元爆洞啦，就係呢度啦。哦，佢比我上網睇嘅相覺得好似大啲咁。
1945年8月6日，人類歷史上第一個原子彈投落喺廣島縣，就喺呢個元爆洞嘅上空爆炸。
In fact, it's some of the trees survived. A lot of people took hope from that. They were like, well, those things are alive. They haven't
died. I think it's because when they're doing these two trips, it's easier to sell. I'm just right
now, I can hear a little bit. It's because...其實都啲樹有生還到，跟住就俾咗啲希望啲人。
呢棟建築物建於1915年，最初係一個叫做廣島縣物產陳列館嘅設施，展示同銷售廣島縣嘅產品。因為呢座係當時罕見嘅歐式風格現代建築，所以當時係喺廣島嘅著名地標。之後改個名做廣島縣商品陳列所。後來又變成廣島縣產業獎勵館。1945年8月6日上午8:15，人類史上第一個原子彈就在廣島縣產業獎勵館的東面投下，並在上空大概600米爆炸。爆炸半徑2公里範圍之內的建築瞬間倒塌，即時造成近150,000人喪生。之後的火災和輻射亦造成更多的傷亡。廣島縣產業獎勵館由1樓到3樓的主要部分幾乎即時被完全摧毀，但圓頂的部分就奇蹟地承受住衝擊力，骨架和外牆得以幸存。雖然當時的窗和地板仍然存在，但大火最終摧毀了整個建築物，得回鋼框和部分磚牆裸露在外。戰後日本進行重建工作，被爆的建築物都是被修復或者拆除。因為要保存這個建築物要花費很多人力物力，所以當時究竟拆除還是保留都引起很大爭議。卒之在1966年，廣島市議會通過了永久保存原爆洞的決議。原爆洞至今仍保留著原子彈爆炸時的原貌，雖然原爆幸存者人數逐年減少，但原爆洞成為歷史的見證，提醒世人核武的可怕，是呼籲世界和平的重要地標。原爆洞24小時開放，但周圍都有圍欄，遊客不得進入或者參觀內部。但現在可以通過旅遊資訊版上面的 AR 標記，用電話參觀建築物的內部。附近還有一座13層高的紫殼塔，可以在紫殼塔屋頂的觀望台上面眺望原爆洞和和平紀念公園。紫殼塔入場費是2200 yen，但時間關係，我們就沒去了。
跟住隔離咪就係紫殼嗰度咯。
哦。
接紫殼落去咯。
我俾你睇炸完之後，原本就係咁樣。我炸之前係咁樣嘅。
吹，我哋可以坐低嘅。
哦，好啊。如果是我嗌咗 cream brulee， 但系佢变咗做 pistachio cream brulee，which is quite interesting。我谂系要用口嘅。
好味啊！
佢冇比卡超味啊！
你唔系好食到嗰个 pistachio 嗰个味。我怕我吃完脆邊，你吃了先，它崩塌了，小心。
它有很少少的皮卡草，好吃的，它有好吃的皮卡草味，它不是我們美國買的那些，不好吃的皮卡草味。它很多東西加到我不是很吃得出的 cream
itself。 稍後回頭再叫多一個，
我自己
买
皮都
是
好吃的，
还有在这里吃很抵，普通款的是540 yen， 即是20多元，这个贵
就咁普通款都冇嘢嗰個，通常都係平嘅。
係啊，呢、這個貴嘅都係千二一蚊，六啊蚊。
俾食翻佢先。
啊哈，好，我交換。
好嘅啊。
乜
做？
佢
有啲
咩？
佢有匙羹，我都唔知笔啲咩。
而家日本好兴呢个。
好兴咩啊？
好兴呢一种上面有个 cream 布呢。
哦，系啊，系啊。
呢度少咗啤酱。
哦。哦，系啊，我见到佢系写住 pistachio and frase。
下边就比较多少咗啤酱。
嗯嗯。
同埋多咗个皮。
我系几中意食个皮。嗯。
你食啊？
你唔食皮啊？
唔系，我都食。咁你中意食啊嘛？
嗯，哦，佢个士多啤梨酱唔错啊，佢唔系嗰啲好假嗰啲味，佢仲带有少少士多啤梨个酸，即系佢唔系死甜嗰种果酱。
我谂因为喺日本嚟到讲呢个，佢都算有啲贵，所以佢都唔会做得太流。
哦，我估你 expect 佢都系普通茶要 jam 喎，佢但系有 jam， 如果系普通 jam 嘅话，系嘅系甜一啲酸咯喎。
大家好，欢迎翻嚟香港同乡会啊！又话苗伟主持澳洲分集环节啦 ，hello hello， 唉，咁今日礼拜嘅新闻咧，或者系我呢边周围嘅大事咧，就冇乜嘢，好似都系平平淡淡咁咧，暂时都仲系平淡是福，因为可能五月份而家吹紧加大息，系啦，咁就呢个再讲啦。咁咧，咁我就谂下啊，有啲咩咧？就谂起，咦，有个新闻都几得意喎，喺 Melbourne 嘅，但系发生喺 Melbourne 嘅。咁就话咧，有个市长啦，想呢个 Melbourne 打造一个叫 Little India， 即系除咗呢、這个Chinatown 啦，有个细细嘅 Korean Town 之外咧，咁而家有个叫 Little India， 即系。我哋小印度，如果译翻做广东话，都唔好话唔玩印度人啦，就系叫小印度。唉，系啦，咁仲要喺边度咧？就喺 Docklands 嗰度。咁系 Docklands 喺个咩地方咧？系我几次去 Melbourne 住酒店都系住喺嗰头嘅，嗰头系一个市中心。你话市中心又系？又话市中心又唔系咁样，距离市中心大概15分钟嘅嗰啲 light rail 嗰个嘅路程啦，咁揸车去都系15分钟左右啦。咁就系自成一角，咁啊又环境又几清幽，但系侧边又四周围又你又见到好多地盘起紧，起紧但系未起完咁样咯，好多楼盘啊，个感觉好似系同咩香港比喻咧？同香港以前嘅洪水桥系啦，都感觉几似洪水桥，即系嗰啲铁水围嘅，但系唔系铁水围，即系元朗嗰啲位咁样啦，即系近乎 Yoho 以外咁 ，Yoho 嗰度系好繁华，你当一个 CBD 咁样。但系呢个 Dockland 就系好似。即系洪水桥嗰个位啊，系啦，静静地，又起紧好多嘢咁样，就系咁嘅感觉啦。咁跟住我上网揾下啲资料啦，有个 SBS 有个访问咗几有趣，几好嘅，几好嘅意思系佢讲翻个 background 啦，因为 Dockland 我系喺 Melbourne 我又唔系好熟嗰啲历史啦。即系原来80年代，其实谂住开起一个打造一个叫做欧洲城市咁嘅感觉嘅，就有公园啊，亦都会想有啲人住喺附近啦、啊。跟住其实应该要起学校啊、library 嗰啲嘢嘅，但系90年代突然间将成个计划推翻咗。不如你睇片啦，睇片先。
It's hard to retrofit a city when a series of bad decisions are made originally. It's because you can never recapture what was originally planned. It would have been probably one of the best areas in Australia to live in the late 1980s. And the original plan was to turn it into a European style city with lots of town squares, park, built around a traditional retail shopping area. It was the city that never was. A new government was elected in the early 1990s in Victoria. They changed the entire approach to planning and government. They developed 7 precincts, and then they invited the development industry to express their interest in a type of development. We had a fragmented city that were built by developers in their interest, not in the government or the public interest. There were no schools, there was no library, very poor public transport, but a lot of developments went up. When the stadium was built, fundamentally separated the Docklands area from the city between 2000 and 2010. The government have done a lot of work to try to remedy the problems. So there is now 9 hectares of parkland. There's a primary school, there's a library.
咁條片未播完，咁繼續睇啦。咁頭先嗰個學者啊，係 RMIT 啊，我哋Melbourne 有一間大學啦，出名大學啦嘅一個學者嚟嘅，應該係 City Planning 嘅學者啦。咁佢講得幾好喎，佢頭嗰邊係講翻成個歷史，頭先講咁嗰個這個叫 Michael Buston 啊，係應該會叫 Buston。Anyway， 咁佢就話啦，係啦，咁之前嘅政府規劃就諗住咁樣啦，但係90年代突然間就賣咗呢笪成個 Dockland 呢個 area 俾7個發展商，但係7個發展商咧就要7大洲咁啊！唔知咪諗法，咁但係諗住7大洲咁樣，5大洋咁樣去諗啦。7個發展商任佢哋搞，咁搞到一塌糊塗啦，又買又唔係話好賣得出，啲工程係咁起緊，咁到再10年之後，哇！又拖10年，跟住政府又用多10年時間，即係由2000年到2010年開始，就又起翻學校啊，起翻公園啊，圖書館啊，俾翻啲諗住俾呢一區咁再吸引多啲人住。咁磨到而家2026年，咁都係即係數得到啦。即係你話入住率啊、配套啊，所有嘢都係。好奇怪，好奇怪。总之系一个咁靓嘅地方，既然系系啦，又乜都冇嘅，即系一间 Costco 咯 ，Costco 喺附近咯。但系比想象中唔繁荣嘅，应该其实可以再发展得好啲嘅。咁佢都提咗一个 terms 系 public interest 嘅话，唔应该乱转乱成啦。咁但系个结论最尾关乎 public interest 最尾系。变成一个 Little India 区，咁就有啲个推论同结论有啲唔系好合正比，或者系合嘅，即系因为可能Melbourne 而家真系好多印度人，咁个 public 就系印度人都唔定，系啦，咁系咯，呢个就系我见到嘅情况啦。咁当然新闻里边啊，啲 group 啊，都好多人话喂，又你想將成個澳洲或者呢個維多利亞州變成印度城市咩？好似英國咁樣咩？即係好多人已經好擔心呢樣嘢啦。咁都唔使擔心，因為 Melbourne 真係好多印度人，係啦。咁我上年睇網球，夜晚喺市中心都真係印度人好多，真係。啊咁啱嗰日係好似係慶祝緊印度啲節咁啦，總之啲 gathering 咁啦，成街都係嘅，夜晚11、12點，成街都係印度人，咁所以其實真係好多嘅，真係好多嘅。咁佢而家去劃分一個區，可能我唔知有乜背後有啲咩有冇啲咩利益嘅瓜葛啦。咁要睇 Melbourne 嘅人。大家去点样去讨论呢件事啦。你如果你唔满意唔赞成咁样，咁你哋要做啲事情囉。咁我哋喺新州就只能够隔岸观火㗎咋。咁係啦，呢个就係、是、我对于呢一周啊，本周嘅新闻或者时事一啲小睇法啦。啊！但系谂翻转，如果真系有呢个 Little India 区，我会睇下咧。 咁我一定会睇下嘅，系啦。咁但系个代价系 Melbourne 人要有一个 link to India， 佢就梗系唔系纯粹我哋呢啲咁住喺另一个州嘅人想睇下嘅决定啦。咁所以大家系啦，如果你哋有啲乜嘢意见，有啲咩睇法，唉，自己出嚟啦，自己讨论啦。咁啊，加油加油，各位！好啦，咁希望大家我哋嘅手足都生活如意。OK， 再见，拜拜。